You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, consider your ways. In the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 3 through 7, then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Let's look at chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth? From this day will I bless you. So here we can see that the prophet Haggai comes with a message from the Lord. The people are addressed to consider their ways. Now the first, consider their ways. Immediately after saying, consider your ways, went into a highlight to describe certain things to really look at, to cause them to look within, to cause them to examine. Because sometimes if we look at life and how things go in today's time, sometimes if one is addressed to look within and examine something, automatically becoming defensive can be the first response or the first reaction. But before even the opportunity to become defensive, it's given consider your ways and then a description or highlight to look at details, to prompt one to think, to prompt one to really look and review. There's nothing that can be said to that when one knows these are the circumstances that they're facing in this time. Now, Haggai the prophet came to give this word of the Lord and addressing because their homes were sealed with the fine wood. Their homes were cared for, focused on. Yet the house of the Lord, they had neglected in rebuilding. So time had gone by. And if one had questioned in that time, well, why is this the way it is? And why are things desolate? Or why are things dried up? And why, you know, things are not producing the way that they should? And I thought that, you know, these things that we've been doing, we would see certain things and certain outcomes at this point. However, the Lord said, hey, got to bring correction and to bring understanding and to bring instruction. So as these things were pointed out to them, listen, the assignment at hand is to rebuild the Lord's house. However, during this time, this is what you all have been doing. This is what's been going on. And this needs to be corrected. So as the people examine themselves, consider their ways, and they were given the why. You know, you bring in, you so much, and you're wondering why when you bring stuff in, it's little. It's because the Lord let them know that he blew on it. He blew it away. You want to know why? Here's the why. Because you have not rebuilt my house, yet you lay up in your house that is complete, sealed with this fine wood. And you have not attempted to do what it is I've given for you to do. So as Haggai brings this word of correction, he brings understanding, he brings instruction, he brings this is what's going on. This is what needs to be done. This is how to do it. He also encourages them within these two chapters, because there's only two chapters in this book. He encourages them to, based on the word of the Lord coming forth, to be strong. And as they now decided to obey, and it wasn't a thing of the people, it's also these particular leaders. In other words, all had to come together and do this work to rebuild the temple, because what was going on in the land, it wasn't affecting just one group of people. All were being affected. all were being impacted. So all had to come together to do this work. So then as we go into looking at in chapter 2, when it goes forward and consider now from this day upward, that's saying consider from this point on, going forward, 18 and 19 was letting it be known. From going forward, now that you have obeyed, through your obedience going forward, now I will bless you. After the obedience, now this day going forward, I will bless you. So we look at this book of Haggai. During this time, the Lord was addressing his house needing to be rebuilt and addressing the people to give them understanding, to give them instruction, and to give them the outcome. And to let them know as they were doing the work, they weren't alone, he was with them. And as they obeyed from that time forward, that he would bless them. And here's my moment of transparency. As I was in my place of rest, this is what the Lord gave me. And when I began to read and study the book of Haggai, and as I began to reflect and look over things, it all makes sense to know that as we obey God and do the things that he's given us to do, we'll see the fruit, the outcome of a thing. We'll see the blessings of a thing. But when it comes to disobedience, there's a price for disobedience. And when you take time to look at the fruit and examine what is around you, the outcome of a thing, the result of a thing, the fingers aren't pointed outward. The fingers are then pointed inward to look within and examine what is this and what's going on. And to know that as long as we are about our Father's business, doing what it is that God has given us to do, for that's how he is glorified in a thing, doing what it is that he's given us to do, being obedient to him, because the focus is obedience and the result of the obedience is the blessings. So I want to encourage you, for the one that's been scratching their head trying to figure out what is this and what's going on and I don't understand. Sometimes one can get caught up in the routine called life and doing a thing the way that they want to do a thing and forgetting the first set of instructions that God has given, forgetting the things that they should be doing according to being about their Father's business. Don't be so consumed in making sure you're comfortable within your own setting. You're comfortable with certain things in life. And even to the point where you've gotten numb in some areas where you're even comfortable in the uncomfortable circumstances. Because the uncomfortable circumstances are there to bring some things to your attention to make you realize, like a radar going off, wait a minute, is there something that's not being obeyed? Things being dried up. Here in the book of Haggai, the Lord let it be known it was him that allowed these things not to come forth and allowed the circumstance to be like they were. Because the people did not do what they should have been doing, which was rebuild the Lord's house, and were too consumed with making sure theirs was sealed and complete. So I encourage you, take the time to consider your ways. Take the time to examine what is it that's being done, and you've learned how to live with the uncomfortable circumstances that are a result of disobedience. What is it that should be focused on when it comes to the assignment that the Lord has given you to do? Consider your ways. Consider the thing that has been left and pushed aside because all attention has been on me, myself, and I. Consider your ways. Whatever the Lord has given you to do, I encourage you to be obedient to the instructions. Be obedient to what God has told you to do. As you consider your ways, remember the highlights that Haggai shared with the people, earning wages in the bag with the hole in it, wanting to know why, what's coming in continues to go out, can't keep anything, it just continues just to fly from your hands. Consider your ways, sowing much but having little, eating but still not having enough. God is a God of abundance. God is a God of overflow. These things should not be, but when circumstances surround one, it is to help one to look within and look at your ways. To help one to look within and see the ways that need to be changed. To see the things that need to be adjusted. Going from disobedience to God, going to obedience to God. Following the instruction that he has given. So I encourage you, take the time to look within. Take the time to consider your ways. and ask yourself, have I been obeying the instructions the Lord has given me? Have I been about my Father's business? Or has everything that's being done been self-centered and consumed and focused only on me, myself, and I? As we can see in the book of Haggai, all were affected because all that did not follow and do what the Lord had given to do, they all had to come together and be obedient going forward, from the leadership to the people, knowing that the Lord was with them as they did the work, but they had to obey, come together, do the work, and then from that day forward, based on the obedience that they displayed, the Lord would bless them. I encourage you to be about your Father's business. I encourage you to consider your ways, and whatever needs to be changed and whatever needs to be adjusted, be obedient to what God has told you and go forward with the assignment. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you for the one, Lord, that has been really in a place trying to figure out why things are not looking the way they had envisioned them to look, why life is the way that it is in the moment, not even realizing that they have been self-consumed for a season or two. And sometimes things become habit. Once one continues to do something over and over again, becomes habit, and one may have lost their way. But Lord, I'm asking you in this moment to open their eyes and allow them to see themselves right where they are, the areas that need to be adjusted, and to now rise up and to be about the assignment you've given them, to be about whatever it is that you've spoken to them, whatever it is you've given them to do, that now this is the time to go from disobedience to obedience. Give them the strength, Lord, to get it done. Give them the strength, Lord, to keep going forward. Give them the strength, Lord, to not give up, and allow them to put one foot in front of the other, knowing that going forward, as they obey you from this time going forward, they will see the thing that they have desired to see. They will see the change, and they will see the difference in life going from disobedience to being obedient to you. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.